Today's Tanya is at the beginning of Perek Tes of Shara Yichud Ve'emuna. It's on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and the number at the bottom of the page is 326. In the previous chapter, Perek Ches, the Rebbe describes how, in the human condition, in the created condition, there are five steps from the highest to the lowest, from Chochma down to action, and Chachma is the highest of all created conditions, so we understand how far removed Chachma is from action by considering how far action is from speech, and speech from emotion, and from thought, and thought from emotion, and emotion from Seichel, so we understand that action is totally insignificant compared to Chachma. That's in the created condition. Now, beginning of Perek Tes. But for God, Madregas HaChochmo, this level of Chochmo, Shehit Chilas Machshova V'Reishiso, which is the beginning of thought and the origin of it all, He Seif Maise, is the end of action at Slay for God. Hainu, this means Shenechsheves Kiilu Hibchinas Umadriges Asiyo Vigabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in God's perspective, relative to God, Chochma is considered as lowly and as insignificant as action. Kidechsiv, as we find written, Kulam B'Chochma Asisa, God made them all with wisdom. But the Alter Rebbe says that implies V'hainu leimar, what this tells us is sheke'erech ha'chayu sheba'asiya gufnis v'gashmis, that the value of the physical act, the life and the energy of an act, a body act, a bodily act, a physical act, le'erech ha'yis ha'chochmo, compared to the life and the energy of chochmo, shehi reishis u'mokir ha'chayis ba'odom v'chol ha'briyim gashmim, chochmo being the beginning and the source of all life, for the human being and for all created beings, physical beings. So when we compare the action to the Chochma, we find Shehu ka'ayin l'gabi chayu sheba'esiyis ha'dibur. Shehu ka'ayin l'gabi chayu sheba'esiyis ha'machshavo. The action energy is insignificant even compared to the energy in speech. And the energy in speech is insignificant as nothing compared to the energy of thought. Shehu ka'ayin l'gabi chayis v'maylas hamidis shemehem nimshucha machshava zu, and the letters and words of thought are insignificant and are non-existent, as if they weren't, compared to the energy of the emotion which invests the thought and gives it its energy and its life. Shehu ke'ayim v'gabi chayis u'maylus u'madregas ha'chochma bino das mokir hamideis, and the energy of the emotion is as nothing and insignificant compared to the chochma bino das, the intelligence that is the origin of the emotion. Kein mamash, in exactly the same way, erech madregas u'maylus ha'chochma, that's how insignificant the level of chochma is, which in the world Chochma is the beginning and source of all life, but legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedo ve'atzmei, but compared to God Himself, who is removed and higher tens of thousands upon thousands of levels, infinitely higher than Chochma is higher than compared to action, because Chochma is higher than action only five levels. Chochma is five levels higher than action. Shehein madreges b'chinas asiyo v'dibur u'machshova u'mideis v'seichom. What are those five levels? Action, speech, thought, emotions, intelligence. Avla Kodish Baruchu, but God is Zom Umisnasim Madreges HaChochmo, but God is removed and higher than the level of Chochmo, Zivoves Madreges, Ke'elu Ad Einketz. God is removed thousands, tens of thousands of levels, such as the levels that remove and separate Chochmah from Asiyah. But in God, those levels are infinite. Ad Ein Ketz. In other words, the distance between these five attributes in the human condition, the difference between thought and speech, between action and speech, between emotion and intellect, although there's a progression from one to the other, from seichel to midas, from midas to thought to speech, from speech to action, although there is that progression, but the progression takes giant steps. There are real gulfs between each of them. For example, seichel and midas, although one, the midas come from the seichel, and the seichel is the source of the midah, yet there's a giant step that has to be taken from one to the other, because they're not only different, but in fact opposites. They have opposite tendencies. Seichel basically takes the person into himself, whereas midas, emotions, take the person out of himself. So there's a big gulf between them. They're going in opposite directions. Then we have thought and speech, also the same thing. Thought takes the person into himself. Speech takes the person out of himself, away from himself. And all of this is between people. Either you're thinking for yourself or you're dealing with another person. Action is different from all of the rest. There's a giant step between speech and action, although speech is also outside of oneself, but it still remains within the human realm. You speak to a human being, whereas action takes you into contact with objects. You act on an object, which is a giant step from speech. But the distance between all the collective difference from action all the way to Chochmah is a giant step made up of five gulfs, five gaps. So it's a giant step five times over. That kind of gulf exists between God and Chochmah. Only infinite levels, infinite times. So God is removed from Chochmah in the same way that Chochmah is removed from action, but infinitely more so. And as the Rebbe will say, why then do we even describe the difference between between God and Chochmah as being similar to the difference between Chochmah and Asiyah, Chochmah and action? It's because we have no other example. In the created condition, we have no better example for a distance between conditions. Chochmah being the highest condition and action being the lowest condition, we can't create a better example than that, although it is in fact a poor example. In today's Hayyim Yayim, the 28th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that the Tzemach Tzedek once related to his son, my grandfather, meaning the Rebbe Marash, an incident in his life, an event that happened, and he concluded by saying that when one helps another Jew with parnasa in his livelihood, even if he helps him to earn a mere 70 kopecks, which is a very low-valued coin in Russia, to earn 70 kopecks in the sale of a calf, the merit of that mitzvah brings him that the gates of all the heavenly courts are open. Years went by, and my grandfather related the whole thing to my father, the Rebbe Marash, related it to the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rebbe Marash added that although it is necessary to know the paths to these divine heavenly gates, but it's not crucial. What is crucial is, the main thing is, to help another Jew with wholeheartedness, with a feeling, and to have pleasure in doing another Jew a favor.